Both space wolves turned and saw a Chimera-armored troop carrier rumbling towards them across a snow-choked road. Several kilometers behind it, south of the space wolves' position, loomed a dark bastion. It was the Imperial command post of the Cadian 154th, the Fusiliers, and the slab-sided Chimera tank that ground to a halt before the wolves belonged to the regiment's commanding officer, Colonel Vorin Eckhart. The rear hatch squealed open on half-frozen hinges, and a jowly man in the olive drab of the Cadians stepped out. Colonel Eckhart rubbed his gloved hands together, his breath ghosting the air as he tried to ward off the cold. Neither the storm coat he wore nor the thick moustache framing his upper lip could keep him from shivering.
"Your men are as grey as the weather, Colonel,"
remarked Skeln, appraising the bedraggled state of the Kassakin stormtroopers accompanying him. Eckhart looked skyward to a blanket of oppressive platinum and shrugged. Skeln's shadow eclipsed the officer, the space wolf half again as tall and almost twice as wide. To his credit, Eckhart didn't look intimidated.
"A long campaign, and this damnable cold,"
he uttered by way of explanation.
"A few weeks for you, my lord, has been the best part of a year on score bad for my men and I."
The colonel stole a furtive glance at Fenrir, who lathed the air with its long pink tongue, and tried not to show his disquiet. He was dwarfed by the monstrous wolf. Eckhart would barely be a morsel to a beast like that. Even faced with it now, the colonel couldn't quite believe his eyes. He hadn't known such creatures even existed until he'd seen one. Thunderwolf. The name was mythic, almost otherworldly. Yet, here two of them stood, like monsters from some elder age, their masters no less impressive and godlike. Skeln bared his fangs, grinning, though the gesture failed to reach his eyes.
"Fenrir,"
he warned in a low growl, before the beast backed down and stopped trying to taste the human meat.
"The Skyons of Pestilence are all dead, Colonel. You'll be leaving this rock soon enough, bound for fresh fields and greater glories in the name of the All-Father."